Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me for yet another day of teaching here from the Suffer Well devotional series. Today's teaching is called The Perfect Pitch, and it's basically one that I titled a different name today. I titled this one about this the love of our Creator. Can nothing can separate us from the love of our Creator? And we're going to be reading this today. I'm going to read the devotional, and then we're going to get into the teaching of the devotional here. But we're going to start off with reading it right now. And you can see all of these at sufferwell.org. So it says, imagine, if you will, turning or tuning a fork. Its purpose when struck is to bring everything around it in tune with itself. Energy or vibration can be measured by what is known as frequency. The human spirit has a frequency as well as. And although every one of us is gifted with unique frequency, those of us who are born again, born of the Spirit of the Almighty Creator, are called to come into unison with Him. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4. And then we continue. In it, He is the perfect source of the supernatural pitch. When we align with His power, His spirit and frequency, we then live in a perfect place and perfectly positioned to do His will. Has it not been said that in His presence is peace and joy? Psalm 16:11. It is in His presence that we are perfectly in tune and can hear the voice, the spirit, the frequency, and the power of our Heavenly Father. As we are told, He is in us and we are in Him because He has given us His Spirit. 1 John 4:13. It is for this reason we can be in perfect pitch with Him. And furthermore, we can never truly stay away from the perfect source of our strength. Yes, though we may stray, we are never fully separated from that which makes us perfect music together. Should I stumble that I shall fall? Certainly not. Romans 11:11. Nothing can separate us from the love of Yahweh, which is in the Messiah Yeshua, our Master. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are called to be one unified energy or spirit in all working together in a unified manner. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one master, one faith, one baptism, one mighty one, the Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Ephesians 4, verses 4 to 6. All of this pitch, energy, vibration, and frequency talk is true. And yet you need to be careful about getting lost in the science of the many New Age movements. We enlightened ones do this by acknowledging the shed blood of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. It is His shed blood alone that gave us the right to shed our own and therefore align with the only pure source of energy, the Holy Spirit. And it is through worship that we may acknowledge our redemption. Listen for the will of your Father and daily tune of your instrument, which is your mind, to receive. It is then and only then you can truly give the words of life to a dying world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a wonderful devotional that was that we just read. And I want to discuss that today about being separated from our Creator. Once we've experienced His wonderful touch, I would suggest to you nothing can separate us from His wonderful touch once we've experienced it. And when He bestows to us the great gift of the Holy Spirit and the redemption that comes through the blood of Yeshua, nothing can truly separate us from that. It's a beautiful thing. One of my favorite preachers who I really enjoy, his name is Paul Washer, once said, If a person professes faith in Yeshua and yet falls away or makes no progress in godliness, it does not mean that he has lost his salvation. It reveals that he was never truly converted. I think it's a wonderful understanding of the power that comes with the connection that comes with knowing who he is and what he is. And it's a beautiful thing. And the greatest gift in the world we have is the wonderful redemption that starts our process on the path of salvation. And the scriptures talk over and over and over again about this. And it's my prayer that the people wake up, their eyes are opened, and they experience this great gift that's available to every single one of us. Every single one of you right now has this opportunity to be in tune and frequency with our Creator and everything the Word says. But we have to be in the Word. We have to be willing to live righteously. We have to be willing to live according to His commandments. Because no matter what we confess with our mouths, if our actions aren't following that up, we're not in frequency and in tune with our Creator. Something is off. Something is not right. And we must make it right. We must adjust something to make it right. And it's called repentance. It's called conviction. And it's called living a holy, set-apart life for Him. And we do that by seeking out His guidelines and instructions. And then desiring to live as closely as possible to that as possible, without any excuse for anything less than 100%. Going to the extreme for our Creator isn't crazy, and it's not a legalist. It's what our Creator wants us to do. He doesn't want us to. He doesn't want to give us a gift and then take us away. He doesn't want us to feel what it feels like to have a gift and then take that gift away from us. He wants us to use it, all the time. And we have no other opportunity but to do so. Because once you feel that, there's no going back. There's no going back once you feel the mighty touch. 1 John 5:13 says, I write these things that you who believe in the name of the Son of Yahweh, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the greatest thing we should all hope for. I met a man once when I was street preaching. He said he hates God. I said, why do you hate God? He said somebody kicked his door in and shot him in the chest 6 times. And I said, and you lived? You should be thanking our Creator because you lived. And he would only hold on to the idea of why would God let this happen to me? A lot of perception, and this can mess up our frequency in this. We must have the perception that our Creator loves us more than anything, and nothing can separate us from that love. John 3:15 to 16 says that everyone who believes may have eternal life in Him. For Yahweh so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. If we believe in Him, we want to follow Him and follow His ways. John 5:24 says, I assure you, anyone who hears my word and believes in Him who sent me has eternal life and will not come under judgment, but has passed from death to life. And as we discussed yesterday, our actions speak louder than our words. It's not about lip service. It's about our heart. It's about doing His commandments. As a face reflects in water, the heart reflects the person. Or the actions reflect the heart. He wants us to be in tune and frequency with Him. That's what He wants. We're going to take a closer look at Romans 8 today. But Romans 8:28 to 30 says, and we know that all things in Yahweh work for the good of those who love Him and who have been called according to His purpose. For those Yahweh foreknew, and He also predestined to be comforted to the image of Yeshua, that He may be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters, and that those predestined He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:11 to 12 says, in Him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will, in order that we who were the first to put our hope in Yeshua might be the first, for the praise and glory. And Ephesians 1:4 says, for He chose us in Him before creation of this world to be holy and blameless and in sight. In love, He predestined us for adoption, sonship through Yeshua Messiah in accordance with His pleasure and His will. You know, we all, it says that in the scriptures, many are called, but few are chosen. But what it really means in the context of that is that many are called, but few choose. Every single one of us has this opportunity to be in perfect frequency with our Creator. And once we're in that frequency with Him, we can't depart from that. We cannot get away from that. We're not going to get away from that. You know, 1 Peter 1, 4, and 5 says, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that the faith is, and that the He reserves heaven for us, who are kept by the power of Yahweh through the faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last days. We're not going to give up that wonderful gift of Yeshua dying for us. And if we do, we never felt it, we never experienced it all. It says in Ephesians 4:30, and do not give grieve the Holy Spirit, to whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. So I look at this, and I want to go over Romans 8 with you today, and I want to discuss this with you, because we have to understand what the fruit of the Spirit truly means and what it really is. And once we've tasted it, there's no going back to anything else. John 10:26-27 says, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep, but my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. They follow me. Who are you following today? Are you following the media? Are you following the news? Are you following your friends? Are you following our Creator giving to us in the inspired holy word of the Bible? Are you following His guidelines and instructions set in His commandments? That's what we have to ask ourselves. That's what we have to ask ourselves. 1 John 2:19 says, they went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us. And Matthew 13:20-21 says, the seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes, because of the word, they quickly fall away. And this is what it talks about in the scriptures. And as I personally tend to my garden and learn about growing stuff and learning about the root systems and learning about pruning and learning about fruit, I see what's happening out there today. And I tell you in Philippians 1 verse 6, it says, be confident of this. He who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion until the day of Yeshua Messiah. This is what we remember and hold dear to. We are covered by the blood of Yeshua forever. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 8 and 9 says, he will also keep you from firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of Yeshua Messiah. Yahweh is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his son, Yeshua our Messiah. And we all have this opportunity this day that he has made, to rejoice and be glad in that. So let's look at Romans chapter 8 here. And let's look at what Paul was speaking about in this important chapter. So now there is no condemnation for those belonging to Yeshua Messiah. And because you belong to him, the power of the living, the life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. You see that? You understand? We're a slave now to Yeshua. We're not a slave to sin. It goes on to say the law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So Yahweh did what the law could not do. He sent his son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And the body that Yahweh declared to end sin's control over us. Remember, he didn't end sin. He didn't do away with sin. He strengthened us so we could do away with our sin nature. And we could become in tune with him and not in tune with the world. He did this so that the just requirement of the scriptures would be fully satisfied for us who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit. I don't want to hear any false gospel being preached or anyone tell me that the Spirit is leading them, but they enjoy living in sin. And I tell you this, the Holy Spirit will never make you feel good about living in sin. That's a different frequency and a different tune you're tooting your toot to. It says here in Romans 8:5, it says those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. Those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. I know keeping the feast days, keeping the Sabbath, and following the instructions and commandments of our Creator is something that pleases the Spirit, because that's what the Word tells me. That's what the Word tells me. I'm not thinking about excuses of getting away from living according to His guidelines and instructions. I'm not looking for loopholes. I'm looking for righteousness. That's what the Scriptures tell us. Verse 6 says, so letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. We have to understand our mind can be controlled. There's two sides, and we talk about this, the battle that's consistently going on. We must seek to desire our Creator's will for us. You know, for the sinful nature is always hostile to Yahweh. It never obeys Yahweh's instructions, His laws, and it never will. And this, I could say, is like many of the so-called believers that are really make-believers in today's so-called body of Christ, which are seeking ways and continuously living against the guidelines and instructions. Because of the deception of their pastor and the church, they will never obey Yahweh's guidelines and instructions. They are under control of their sinful nature and desires, and they go to a mega church because they like their flesh likes the message that's being preached, and saying they are not responsible and they can do whatever they want, and there's no such thing as sin because sin was been done away with. No, sin was not done away with. It's through the Holy Spirit that our sinful nature is done away with, and we desire to think about Creator, and we desire to live according to His guidelines and instructions. It says here in verse 9, but you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit that's in you. And I tell you that's only true for those of you that desire to do His will. His will. His guidelines, His instructions. And if Yeshua lives in you, that's what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to follow His guidelines and His instructions. We understand that. We get that. And then we understand nothing can separate us once we have that, once we feel that, once we see that. Nothing can separate us from Yeshua's love. You know, and it says here in verse 35, does that mean we can no longer, that He no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the Scriptures say, verse 36, for your sake we are killed every day and we are being slaughtered like sheep. Verse 37, no, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Yeshua who loved us. We don't give up following the commandments and the guidelines of our Creator. We draw closer to them, even amongst the suffering, willing to give up our own life for His. And it says in verse 38, I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from Yahweh's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the power of hell can separate us from Yahweh's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love Yahweh has revealed in us in Yeshua, our Messiah. This wonderful gift that He's given us through the Holy Spirit. We have to accept it and live it. Remember, He loved us so much, and He wants us to follow His way so much that He gave His Son to die for us so we'd have the power to do it through His blood. The power to do it through His blood. That's it. That's it. So He would take away our sinful desires and our sinful nature. And He would give us a second chance through mercy and grace of not letting us suffer the death penalty that we deserve for our weakness. And His blood will strengthen us to carry on. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to come in frequency with our Creator. To understand, we need to love Him because He first loved us. And He is love. And the wonderful love that comes from Him. And He poured it out on us through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Only true believers understand the love that Yahweh has for them. And they can accept it. And how it's been poured out through the Holy Spirit. You know, so we should never question this. May you never question it. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 5 says, may Yahweh lead your heart into a full understanding and expression of the love of God. and the patient endurance that comes from Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, letting nothing separate us. Psalms 136, verses 2 and 3 says, give thanks to Yahweh, the God of gods, for all his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to Yahweh, the Lord of lords, his love endures forever. To him alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. 1 Corinthians 13:8 said, love will never end, but those gifts will come to an end. Even the gift of prophecy, the gift of speaking in different kinds of languages, and the gift of knowledge. But love will never end. And Psalm 36, verse 7 says, how precious is your unfailing love, O Yahweh. All humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wings. Psalm 109:26 says, help me, Yahweh, my God, save me according to your unfailing love. Nothing will separate us from that or take us away from that wonderful gift once we've accepted it and lived it and took action to live it. The action that must take place, the confirmation of what is going to take place, where we no longer seek and think about sin, and we no longer take pleasure in sin, and when our hearts are truly circumcised, and when we love what he loves and hate what he hates, and it's not the other way around anymore in our lives, when things have been changed around, when we're embarrassed by the person we used to be and we're in love with the person we are now, regardless of what the world thinks of us. It says in Proverbs 13:12, because Yahweh disciples us because he loves us as a father delights in son delights in him. He refines us consistently and circumcises our heart so we have a love for him. And we understand that the love never gives up on us and we never give up on it. Yeshua is simply the replacement of the word and the idea and everything of love. Yeshua is the expression of love that Yahweh gave us to redeem us, to save us, to give us his mercy, and to show us. And this is why without Yeshua, no one can understand love. This is why without Yeshua, no one can understand mercy and grace. This is why we're all doomed without him, because we don't have the strength to overcome the sin of this world without Yeshua's blood. This is the importance of it. Somebody asked me yesterday, why as a Jewish person do I believe in Yeshua Messiah? I say as a human being, I believe in him because I love the mercy and the grace that he gives me. And I understand that the love he offers me. And I understand how he has strengthened me to carry on day by day. And without him, I am nothing. I'm not able to do any of that. That's why. It doesn't matter where I came from. It matters where I'm going. I understand the eternity that he has prepared for me. And those of us who follow him and seek him, not just giving lip service, but giving action. And I understand the desires that I love what he loves and hate what he hates. And to understand what love is, not according to this world ways or some Greek idea way of all these different types of love, but understanding about the completion of love that comes from him. 1 Corinthians 13:7 says, love never gives up on people. It never stops trusting, never loses hope, and never quits. Jude 1:21 says, keep yourselves in the love of Yahweh, waiting for the mercy of our Messiah Yeshua that leads to eternal life. And Zephaniah 3:17 says, the love, Yahweh your Elohim is in your midst. A victorious warrior, he will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. And he will rejoice with you in shouts of joy. And 1 Peter 5:6-7 says, and Yahweh will exalt you in due time. If you humble yourselves under his mighty hand, calling out all your cares to him because he cares for you. How many of you are ready to experiencing that amazing, wonderful gift that he gives us and he gives us only? It says in 1 Corinthians 13:1-3, no matter what we do, if we do not have love, we are nothing. We are nothing without it. We must understand when we receive that love and we understand who he is and what he did for us, we set our mind on things of heaven and not on earth. That's why things of earth don't concern us anymore. We don't have to worry about these things. We're thinking bigger things, higher things, more profitable things, making investments in heaven, not in these little investments here on earth. We need to prepare our minds and understand this. And understand what he revealed to us. And understand the greatness, that the potential and everything we have. And nothing will ever separate us from that if we truly have that. It's a beautiful thing and it's a wonderful thing. This is the day is made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says in Hebrews 3:5, we must hold fast to the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope, firm to the end. We should set our hearts on the pilgrimage in Psalms 84:1-7. So I tell you all these things, and I suggest these things to you, no matter what you're going through today in your life. This isn't a motivational talk to make you feel good about something you don't have to do. This is a practical information guideline to the treasure map that's offered through Yeshua and given us to us in a holy inspired word of the Bible from our wonderful creator that gives us the plan of how to be in frequency with him, explaining what his patterns are and what he wants us to do in his will for us. And it's called the holy commandments of our wonderful creator. And it's not limited to just 10 or just 2 or dummy down to just 1. No, he gives us instructions of how to live our daily lives, of what to do and what not to do, and how we can be blessed by that or cursed for not doing those things. Blessings and cursings come with obedience or disobedience. Life versus death. Love versus hate. We have that choice. Choose life so you may live, as it says in the Holy Word. So I call out to you, every single one of you today, no matter what happened yesterday, no matter what happened last night, no matter what your life is going through, understand the great gift that Yeshua has given us. And if you feel it and you live it, wonderful. And I know many of you that are listening to me understand this, but there are some of you that are listening right now that do not get it. Do not get it. And I'm not just talking about the so-called non-believers that reject Yeshua. I'm talking about many of the people of the church today that say Yeshua is their Messiah. They call him Jesus. And they say, we believe in him, but they don't follow him. They don't read the Holy Word. They don't follow what he tells us to do. I'm talking to you as well. We need to come to know him on a personal level, not just knowing of him, but knowing him on a personal level and going to prayer and meeting with him every single day as much as possible. He offers us that opportunity, that hotline to speak to him always and to draw closer to him, to become in tune with him and frequency with him. Hallelujah. And that's what we all have this opportunity to do. You know, so may our creator bless us this wonderful day and heal us and help us when we're going through trials and strengthen us. And may we understand he's with us through those peaks and those valleys, that he'll never leave our side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the message for today. And I pray it encourages you to keep going strong and with enthusiasm. You keep moving forward and keep proclaiming that Yeshua died for us, to tell everyone through your actions and your faith. Hallelujah. All right, everybody, thank you so much for this wonderful day and listening today. Have a blessed day out there. You can see more on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Yahweh be with you all today, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Hi, I'm Lorna Moody, a licensed realtor with RE/MAX of Stewart. I have a passion for helping people, and I'm determined to help all my clients in all aspects of their transactions. I specialize in first-time buyers, and I'm a certified military relocation professional. If you're in the market to purchase vacant land for investment or future development, I would love to be your realtor of choice. So, for all your real estate needs within the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast, I can be reached at 772-872-2102.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.
I'm Rick Addison, pastor of The Grace Place. We're in a sermon series entitled Difference Makers. Most people I talk to want to make a difference with their one and only life. Join us for worship Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 9 or 11 a.m., online at thegraceplace.com. We're located at 1550 Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. Call us at 772-287-6388. At The Grace Place, we